Hi, I'm Renee Evans, co-senior leader of Bethel Austin. Make sure that you like and subscribe to our weekly sermons so that you don't miss what is happening here at Bethel Austin. We pray that this message inspires and encourages you. And most of all, we pray that you would have an encounter with the living God today.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's good to be undone in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father. Don't stop. Come and do more. Come and keep on coming. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I got 20 minutes left, so that's plenty of time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. My message this morning is really simple. We really truly were worshiping the essence of the message, and that is that the pure in heart shall see God. Thank you, Father. The pure in heart shall see God. And an ever increasing measure of encountering God and seeing God and perceiving what God is doing on the planet and being aware of what God is doing on the planet. Does anybody have room in your heart for more of God? Yes. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. That's what we're after, to see God. Thank you, Father, to become aware of Him in the land of the living. Thank you, Father. Well, I'm editing on the fly here. What do I hit and what don't I hit? But that's all right, because we've already been hit. I've been hit. I've been undone. Thank you, Jesus. It's way more about Him, what He offers, than what we have to offer. Amen? Oh, thank you, Jesus. I did find it interesting that I was talking about our capacity to see God, to experience God, to see Him, not just when we pass in the realm of eternity, which we will see Him in that realm. We absolutely are called and invited to see Him in that way, but to see God in the here and now, to experience Him in the here and now. And I got a text during worship from a friend who happens to be in Colorado at the moment, but he was with me in Israel 14 years ago, and this day, 14 years ago, do you have that picture? It's just a photo from his iPhone, so I don't know what it's going to look like, but this popped up on his memories from this day 14 years ago, and he texted it to me. This is a group of us in the upper room in Jerusalem, Israel, after an hour and a half of miracles broke out in the upper room, spontaneously. Like, this was not a service, this was not something we had planned, but it definitely was God showing up in the land of the living. In our day, in our hour, like, we took a team, we were in Israel, we were doing ministry, we're also touring, seeing the sights, doing the whole thing. And we walk into the upper room, like what a holy, reverent place. The place where Holy Spirit was poured out on humanity. Thank you, Jesus. And we walk in the upper room, and it's crowded this particular day. And we walk in, there's a team of, I think, five of us or so. We walk in, it's so crowded, we're sliding down the walls, like, to try to find a place to get in, and there's a group from South Korea there, like a large group, 50 or 60 of them, and they're in one corner, and they are worshiping Jesus, and they're worshiping in Korean. But man, when you're worshiping in the Spirit, the language doesn't matter. I mean, whew, they were like gone in the Spirit, just worshiping, and it was so powerful and beautiful. Like, I get goosebumps just thinking about it now. And we're just sliding along the wall, just like watching this. The crowds gather, like, this place is packed, and they're worshiping. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. We're in the upper room, and And then one of the leader from the group from South Korea, he looks over and he locks eyes with me and he starts making his way over to me. And I'm like, what's happening? And he walks right up to me in the upper room, Jerusalem. And he goes, you're Joaquin, aren't you? I'm like, yeah, I am. He goes, you're from Bethel Church in Redding, California, aren't you? I'm like, yes, I am. He goes, you see miracles, don't you? Sometimes, yes. He goes, good, pray for my sinuses. Okay. I lift to put my hand on his nose and he falls out in the spirit. But the crazy thing was that the whole group of South Koreans stopped worshiping in that moment and start looking at us. They're looking at their leader slain in the spirit, and they're like, we're here to encounter God, and this is God. Yes. We're seeing God, and they start moving towards us with that look in their eye, like, give us heaven or we're going to eat you. And I turned to the team. I said, guys, it's on. Get words of knowledge right now. And we just start throwing out words of knowledge. We start laying hands on people. God starts descending on the place. People are falling out. People are shaking, getting healed. People are getting hit with the joy. People are getting baptized in the Holy Spirit. People are getting delivered. All happening on the floor of the upper room for an hour and a half. And it doesn't stop. More people just keep coming in. And they're like, what's going on here? And God heals them. By the time we're done, there's crutches laying on the ground, not needed anymore, knee braces, back braces. Oh, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Father. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Thank you, Father. There's so much beauty being poured out in the world today. We shared about it on Sunday. We showed a video. Like, there are mass baptisms happening on the beaches on both coasts in Florida. It's happening and growing, like thousands. Listen, it's on the news now. In California, Southern California, it's happening. Like, God is moving in our nation. And I believe that God is giving us eyes to see. And pure hearts to not just observe, but to participate. Listen, I don't want to be a bystander when God is on the move. Jesus. Let us be a part of what you're doing on the earth. Thank you, Jesus. I'm obviously speaking out of Matthew 5, the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus shares out of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Thank you, Father. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Powerful. It's all powerful. The whole Bible is powerful. Every verse is powerful. The Word of God is powerful. But I just want to camp on verse 8. For a few minutes, and blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You know, blessed is the Greek word makariso, and macro, it's large, where we get, you know, Big Mac and macroeconomics, large, expansive, big. And rizo is to be happy or blessed. Like, it is the emotional fulfillment of the awareness of the good things or the blessing that you have received. Should I say that again? The emotional awareness of the blessing or the receipt of the good things that you have received. It's the overflow of joy in appreciation for what God has done for you. So listen, it's not just blessed, like pat on the back, like thank you, Lord. No, it is the overflow. It is the overflow, the emotional overflow of your whole life being filled to the tipping point with the awareness of what God has done for you. Thank you, Jesus. That we are called to be overflowing. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And I believe that, again, I said it already, we are called to see God. That when we die, that we get to spend eternity in heaven with Jesus and the Father. Like, there's no better news than that. Can I get an amen? That's worth a praise break all on its own right there. We get to spend eternity in heaven. But David, in the famous Psalms 27, he says, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Listen, it's not only that we get to see God when we die. Thank you, Jesus. That we who are new creations in Christ Jesus have the privilege to get to see him now. And how do we get to see God? We get to see God in encounters. We get to see God moving in the restoration and the reconciliation of lives and families and marriages and hearts. That we've been given the ministry of reconciliation. I've shared it many times, but one of my favorite things in all of life is that moment when God touches someone and you can see the light bulb come on. You can see the light bulb of sonship, of adoption, of royalty, of awareness that God is good, that God is here. And God just touched me. Wow. That is seeing God in the land of the living. Wow. Every miracle is evidence. Every reconciliation is evidence. It's the mark of his goodness being poured out right now. Every time I flip through, listen, what you follow on social media matters. Every time I open my feed and like more baptisms happening, spontaneous, people delivered to drugs, people covered in tattoos, people just in public just declaring their love for Jesus. That is seeing God move in the land of the living. Do you know that there are more professional athletes boldly professing their faith for Christ than ever before? It's like an epidemic. It's like there's momentum. Breakthrough releases more breakthrough. And faith releases more faith. And God bless those who stood up in the early days and said, I am a wholehearted follower of Jesus. But listen, now so many people are doing it. There's whole pages dedicated to it, and it's awesome. I mean, soccer players, they lift up their shirt when they score, and they got scriptures written on their undershirt, right? And like, it's everywhere, tattoos, right? They're declaring it on, I shared this the other week, but there was an NFL player who was, doing a post-game interview on Sunday, and he's like, you know what? We do this every Sunday. But he's like, to be honest, I'd rather be in church on Sunday. And he said, you know what, there's a lot of people in this room who'd rather be on church on Sunday. So you know what, instead of doing an interview, I'm just going to preach a short message to you. And he got his Bible out, listen, on on television, got his Bible out, and did a 10-minute like service for the whole newsroom and everyone watching. Come on, Jesus is on the move. We're getting, whoo. But I don't want to be a bystander. I want to participate. Thank you, Father. I have no idea where I am on my notes. I'm just jumping all around. It doesn't matter. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. The word see here is the word to see or to perceive. To see with the mind, to see spiritually, to perceive an inward spiritual perception. So listen, we have the ability to see the Lord. When we pass on into glory, we will see the Lord, but we also are called to see the Lord in all of his movings and all of his ways and all of his dealings as he comes on the earth now, to perceive. Do you know where else we're called to see the Lord? Right here. In these pages, to perceive the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. An unbeliever can read the scriptures, but when a believer perceives the God of the living in the scriptures, everything changes. That's when the promises in the word become the reality in our life. Thank you, Father. Woo, I feel miracles in the room. Jesus, how much time do we have? Thank you, Father. Oh, man, thank you, Father. Someone's perceiving the Lord in the room. Thank you, God. Listen, we're called this. We see God in our marriages. Like to see God, to be aware of God, to be aware of God moving, to see God in our families. Every night I pray over our kids as we put them to bed, and one of the things I pray is that there would be a hedge of protection around them, and it goes on, and they would be aware of this hedge, and that God would cut off anything that's not perfect in alignment with the kingdom of heaven, and that. But I was praying this over my 9-year-old a couple nights ago, and I felt like I need to go read this out of the Bible to him. Like his awareness of what I'm praying can grow. And, you know, 2 Kings, the story of Gehazi, and the story of Elijah and his servant Gehazi, and they're surrounded by the enemy armies, and Elijah prays for his servants, and what happens? His eyes are open that he may see. And the hillside is, they're surrounded by flaming horses and chariots, the army of God. And Elijah's statement is that there are more with us than who are against us. And Elijah already saw, but he released grace on his servant that now he could see. And so I went to grab my Bible and I came back. And when I came back, my 9-year-old was on his bed with his action Bible. You know, the action story Bible, he had it open, and he had it open to the flaming horses and chariots. He's like, hey, Dad, what's going on here? Can you tell me about this? And I'm like, oh, Holy Spirit, you're so good. Listen, we can see God. We can see God. We can see him every time. A marriage restored every time a tumor's cancer dissolves, but we can see him in the little things. We can perceive him in the whispers, in the mysteries, in his goodness. We can recognize the expanding of his glory. I see the Lord right there. Freedom. Thank you, Jesus. Those who are pure in heart. Heart here is is heart, it's mind, it's character, it's inner self, it's our will, it's our intention, it's the effective center of our being and the capacity of moral preference. Do you know that every time the word heart is used in the Bible, and it's used many times, not once does it refer to the organ that pumps blood. Every time it is referring to the inner man, to the moral compass. Those who are pure in heart. Someone say pure in heart. Those who are pure in heart shall see, will see, an ever-increasing measure of God. The Passion Translation, I don't know, it's in here. Some of you guys got it up there. Where did I put that? It's in here. The Passion Translation, what bliss you experience when your heart is pure. For then your eyes will open to see more and more of God. An ever-expanding awareness of his goodness and his glory in the here and the now. Thank you, Father. The pure is without mixture. Those who are pure in heart, without mixture. And listen, pure of heart, it absolutely includes purity of eyes, absolutely. But it is even broader than that. It is purity of motives. It's purity of purpose. It's purity of intention. It's the purity of our heart cry that says, God, not my will be done, but yours. The purity of our cry, God, not my will be done, but yours. Thank you, Jesus. Sean Bowles shares a story. There's a father and his son in their church, and a young boy, he's like 9, 10, 11, in that range, and he started having an angelic visitation every night. And this angel would show up in the physical, the boy would see him in the room, and he would talk to him, and this angel was teaching him things out of the scripture that he would never know, sharing secrets about the boy, even their family, like just revealing, and the son was sharing this with the father, and like sharing things about the history of the family that he wouldn't know, and like the father's like blown away, like, this is incredible, my son is having encounters with this angel every night, And the father one time asked the son, he's like, why can't I see this angel? And so the next night, the son asked the angel. And the angel said, it's because things that your dad is looking at. Whew. Listen, those who are pure in heart. Wow, that really... Thank you, Jesus. Listen, that's the obvious in the realm of sexual sin. I would even say that is in the realm of news and media, politics, what we're filling our eye gate with. Thank you, Jesus. But listen, what happens when you combine purity of the eyes with purity of the heart in the realm of God? What do you want to do today? Well, I am surrendered to what you want. Here it is, God, even if it makes me look foolish. Yes. That didn't go over so well on this side. God, your will, even at the cost of my own reputation. Thank you, Jesus. You know, right, that picture of the upper room there, that was after all that happened, and we were laying on the floor just basking in the glory, the overflow, the macarizo The overflow of the joy of the blessing of God that we had just received. We're just like, God, I can't believe that just happened. You're so incredible. You're so amazing. And I'm on the floor, and the security guard comes and kicks my foot. I'm like, oh, God. And kicks my foot. He's like, hey, what are you doing on the floor? You can't be here. You got to go. I'm like, okay, all right, sure. No problem. Sorry, we get up. Like, listen. The only problem is the miracle's already happened. The lives already been touched. I get up and I'm leaving that place and I'm thinking to myself, because there is a, I don't know if you've ever been there, but there's a security guard that sits at a little desk out front, like as people are coming in, right? And we're in there having full-blown revival for an hour and a half. People getting delivered and rolling on the ground, praying in tongues, screaming, throwing crutches down. I mean, full-blown revival. And I'm thinking to myself, where was he during all of that? Now we're just laying on the ground, like everyone's gone. We're just like, oh, thank you, God. He comes and kicks my foot and is like, hey, you got to go. I don't know if it's reality or just my imagination, but when I asked God that, I got a picture of an angel standing behind him at his desk with his fingers in his ears like this going. To the pure in heart, to become of no reputation. Can I get the team back up? Like, if you got any fingers left and... Thank you, Jesus. There's more available. There's more available in the outpouring of his goodness and his presence and his grace. I don't mean that we have to crank up, that we have to manipulate, that we have to convince God. I mean, he's already pouring out. Our job is just lighting up with what he's already pouring out. Wow, we got Pastor Bill Hart is here somewhere. I remember when we first moved to town, talking about God showing up. Pastor of Cathedral of Praise, and they would have the glory show up, and we went and visited their church and met with him, and he... At some point, they had old carpet in their building that they had to pull up. And when they went to pull up the old carpet, the whole subfloor was covered with gold dust. People are going to be like peeling up corners of the carpet. I don't know. I've crashed this thing into the wall already. I don't know. We're just... Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Can you put up the Passion Translation one more time? Thank you, Father. I see it by faith. You're pure enough in heart to see it too. Joke. I don't know if the passion, if the passion translation is available to put back up there. I just want more of him. I just want more of him. Listen. Listen. The fragrance of the Lord was filled the prayer room this morning. So we were praying as a team. Here's what's wild. I stepped out of the sanctuary for a few minutes early and I came back in, I could smell it again. I didn't know I was in it when I was in here worshiping until I left the room and came back in. Thank you, Jesus. One of the pastors on staff, his office has been filled with the fragrance. I mean the overwhelming. Almost knock you over, fragrance of God for over 2 months. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, we love you, Jesus. Just close your eyes with me. Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, I thank you for just cleansing our intentions. God, I thank you that when we want to genuinely see others encounter your goodness, even if I'm unknown, invisible in the process, but I desire to see the world around me know and encounter your goodness, Father, I know that I will see more of you. I know it without doubt, yeah. Father, when we come together in prayer and worship, Father, without agenda, not to get what we need, but to bathe you with our adoration, our awe, our thanksgiving, and know that we'll see more of you. We're going to close here, and there'll be a time people just want to come and just let God just cover you in his beauty. There'll be time if you want God just to come and touch your heart to bring cleansing. There'll be time, but I just want to take a moment. Again, can you close your eyes? Is there anyone here? Listen, this journey into the purity of his heart, into the knowledge of him, it starts in surrender. You can't see him without first receiving what he's done. And what he's done is come in the form of man. God sending his own son in the form of man to live a perfect life, to live without sin. But then this sinless man to go to the cross on our behalf and to take our sin, our punishment that we deserve, to take it on himself and to nail it with himself to the cross. He literally died on our behalf so that we can be cleansed. He died. He was buried for 3 days and resurrected on the third day by the power of the Spirit, having broken the power of sin and death, hell and the grave. He rose again to give gifts unto men as he ascended unto the Father. Listen, is there anyone here that you just know you need Jesus? You just know you need Jesus. And listen, all of us need more of Jesus. That's not what I mean. I mean that you have never invited Jesus into your heart. You've never surrendered your heart to Jesus, but you know you need to right now. Or you've been running from God. You haven't been walking with God, and you need to do an about face right now. You're like, God, I need to surrender again. If that's you, can you just put your hand up for me? We just want to pray for you. Just be bold. Jesus has been bold for you. Yes, I see you right there in the back. Thank you. Yeah, I see you. Yeah, I see you, ma'am, right there. I see you, sir, in the hat. I see you, green shirt. Anyone else? Anyone else? Can I have a few prayer servants just come over here in front of these steps over here? Yeah, thank you, Ash. Anyone else? We're going to pray corporately, and then I have some people who just want to connect with you and pray for you. Let's all stand together. Can we do that? Listen, I just feel like if that was you, you just raised your hand. Listen, Jesus went to the cross for you. Took our sin, your sin and my sin on himself and was nailed to the cross. That's called being bold. Huh? Yeah. We're going to open up the altar for people who want God just to touch them in a new measure. But if you just raised your hand, I want you to be bold.
Come on.
I want you to be bold. I just want you to come out to your seat. I just want you to come and see this team right here over to my right. Come on. Can we just lift up praise to Jesus right now? Come on. Thank you, Jesus. If you're sitting next to someone who had their hand up, come on. God bless you. God bless you. Just come see these guys right here. If you're sitting next to someone who had their hand up, you brought them, you can just come with them. Come on. Let's give Jesus greater praise. Can we do that? Ash, there's a man right there. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, these people are getting right, giving their heart to Jesus. Can we give him one more, even greater praise? Thank you, Jesus. We praise you and glorify your name. Thank you, Jesus. Here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna pray. Listen, if you believe that the invitation from God is to see more of him, to be able to see an ever-increasing measure of who he is and his goodness and his glory in the here and now, I just want you to lift your hands with me. I'm gonna pray, and then if you wanna come forward and just spend some time with Jesus, you can do that. Father, we thank you for your goodness. God, we thank you for an anointing that you would put a hedge around us, the flaming horses and chariots, God, around us, that as we corporately come together to worship you and adore you, that we would see more of you in the land of the living. And God, I pray every household, every heart, every set of eyes, and every heart would be cleansed and yielded to see more of you in their life. Thank you, God. And Father, I thank you for healing the heart palpitation. Father, I thank you for healing the very sharp pain right in the center of the hip bone that goes down into the legs. Father, I thank you for that. I thank you for healing arthritis. I thank you for healing cysts, God. Thank you for dissolving cysts. I thank you for dissolving cancer cells. I thank you for metal disappearing. I thank you for tinnitus and hearing loss fleeing in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the breaker anointing. God, everything that you intend to do, come and do in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen, amen, amen.
Thanks for listening to the Sermon of the Week. For more information about this podcast and other resources, please visit BethelATX.com.